Thank you and good morning. A 16-year-old Klamath boy will be charged with homicide in the shooting death of 13-year-old Dante Jones. The Del Norte County DA's office issued a short press release that stated Nathan Feliz was arraigned for homicide with a special allegation of personally discharging a firearm and then of dissuading a witness by force, again with the special allegation of using a firearm in doing so. Neither the DA's office nor the sheriff's office have released details surrounding the incident that led to the shooting of Jones, who died over the weekend in an Oakland hospital. Feliz, who was arrested on Sunday, will be charged as an adult. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in Lolita may have interrupted some intimate moments between two people who ended up in county jail when all was said and done on Monday. The deputy contacted 21-year-old Yacel Bautista and 29-year-old Sue Yang, who were in a parked vehicle at the Pedrazzini boat ramp on Cock Robin Island Road. After establishing contact with the pair, the deputy claimed to smell marijuana, and a records check on Bautista revealed she was wanted on a narcotics warrant in St. Louis, Missouri. A check on Vang revealed he was wanted for a domestic violence warrant in Sacramento, and both were arrested. A search of the vehicle turned up 2 pounds of processed bud, a small amount of methamphetamine, and a pipe, along with an illegal pistol magazine. While being booked, Bautista was also found to be in possession of cocaine, and she and Vang were booked on possession charges and the outstanding warrants. The burglars who stole liquor and cigarettes from the Murphy's Market in Trinidad on Monday had the courtesy to use the front door. They were very rude, however, in their use of a rock to break the glass in that door to gain entrance. Sheriff's deputies responded to a burglar alarm at the market early Monday morning, and the first arriving deputy found the glass smashed. That deputy waited for a second deputy to arrive before entering the market to search. No suspects were located, and the burglars got away with the stolen merchandise. Eureka police are searching for a burglary suspect. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Eureka Police Department has issued a be on the lookout for a white female who was the primary suspect of 5 Monday morning residential burglaries. EPD received 5 calls from numerous residences on D and N streets, calls that happened in the span of 5 hours. A consistent description was provided to the police department during those calls, and the suspect is described as a white female, 5'5 to 5'7, with a thin build and between the ages of 18 to 22. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities.
Thank you, Jordan. Humboldt County healthcare workers plan to picket in front of St. Joseph's Hospital in Eureka this morning as workers call on the hospital to provide adequate staffing, safe working conditions, along with living wages and better benefits. Workers from the hospital and Redwood Memorial Hospital, who are represented by the National Union of Healthcare Workers, will also picket in front of St. Joe's, along with representatives of the California Nurses Association. The union argues that workers at both St. Joseph and Redwood are grossly underpaid compared to other St. Joseph hospitals and Northern California hospitals. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's just within the past 3 weeks that the news that the city of Eureka was facing a multi-million-dollar budget deficit and that departments needed to cut costs across the board became the stuff of front-page headlines. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks explained that rising pension costs are the chief culprit, and now department heads, including those in public safety, will see cutbacks in service as well as fewer personnel due to layoffs. Sparks said the seeds of the problem were sown during the early 2000s.
You know, it's a defined benefit plan. And, you know, so it's not just like a 401k, which is a defined contribution plan. This much percent goes towards your retirement. Instead, with a, you know, with these defined benefit plans, when the state, when CalPERS was doing great through the 1990s, and it just seemed like, you know, the money was always going to flow, and pension benefits were increased during that time period.
The city has no reserves to speak of, and certainly not the 20 to 25% of the operating budget to fall back on to deal with the shortfall. Changes to current pension plans won't have any effect for a few more years.
What happened in 2012, certainly the state recognized that they needed to do pension reform, as many other states around the country did. You know, they've dropped the rates, dropped the pension benefits. So those kind of changes have happened, but you've got this large, you know, the number of employees in the old system. The legacy employees.
Sparks said that he, city staff, and department heads are working on long-term solutions to fixing the city's budget. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.